You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue. They know
all the secrets. Welcome to Section 31, episode number 135. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we're just going to quickly recap the goings-on of the previous weekend here in San Diego. We had a little 2E tournament. And a bit of Tribbles, which we'll get into because it was crazy. But so we talked last week. I had a couple of affiliations to play. I did not play all three of them. I just played one of them.
Aww.
But I was one of the few people who had a single headquarters deck. It was crazy.
Yeah, if you had played all three, we would have had three people with triple headquarters decks.
Out of the eight that were there. And were there any other double headquarters?
Yeah, at least one. Charlie was playing two headquarters.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I elected to play a deck type that I've never played before. I played Damage Starfleet, and it was kind of fun.
Now, when we played, you did not manage to get your Archer out, which is kind of the backbone of the deck. Did you have any more success?
He saw play. He was in and out. But I got to say, it's difficult to assess what impact he had when he was out because I did not see what dilemmas my opponent did not play. That makes sense?
True, yes.
Yeah. So, I faced dilemmas when he was out, and I faced dilemmas when he wasn't out. At one point, Nate was lamenting. I was also playing Legacy as my dilemma pile.
Yes.
And he said, that's awesome because what you don't want to do when you're playing against Archer is play dilemmas that don't have a skill. So what do? You put them back onto your deck. And then when I play Legacy, I have a better chance of hitting those dilemmas.
Wow, I had not thought of it like that.
That's pretty cool. Unfortunately, he was one of the people who beat my Legacy. It was funny because he was flipping through his dilemma pile afterward, and it was totally against the odds. So that's not bad. I had a good time. I only won one of the four games. There were eight people there. That was kind of cool for a random February tournament. I went 1-3. You also went? Did you go 2-2?
No, I went 1-3.
Yeah.
I did not really have a lot of fun. that sounds really bad, but I don't know. I just I had bad matchups, and I continue. I finished my last game, which to be fair, I won against Thomas TV, and he was like, so. not being mean, but he was like, so what happened? I mean, this seems like it should be a really good deck.
Yeah.
And did you win any of your other games? I was like, nope. I just had...
Were the other games close? I mean, we played, and...
I got beat in every possible way. I had games where my game against TK, he just pulled the linchpin, and everything fell apart. And then my game against Nate, he was too fast. My deck is built to be slow at the start and fast at the finish.
Yes.
And the stuff that I have to slow him down didn't slow him down at all. And it was irritating. The same thing was irritating in multiple ways because it was like he was getting all this stuff for doing nothing.
Yes.
And I don't want to say how because I don't want other people to do it. I'm honestly, it's a really cheesy trick that I don't think should be perpetuated. In a very small way, I'm kind of irritated because I had thought about adding that part to my deck, but I couldn't think of a way to make it fast. That was like salt in the wound. So that was irritating. Yeah. And then playing you, you were doing well, but I managed to stage a late game comeback, and you know, could have won in time if I had solved my mission and made every wrong possible decision I could have made.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was, you know, in every possible way that one can lose a game, I lost games that day. And then even my last game, my last game against Thomas was surge forward and get a bunch of stuff done at the end, which was good, but he was destroying me for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, I was playing a variant of my triple headquarters president deck, you know, get points somehow and then play the president multiple times to get download big guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do 250 point missions. And at some point I had decided to do the planet first so I could use artifacts, from the archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
Which was dumb. It was just a random. It's like, oh well, this cool guy with skills for this mission, Galen,
yeah,
downloads artifact. Maybe I should put in a useful artifact, and then I could use it. I could do planet first.
Yeah. How painful was that?
Yeah, I went and I got 9 people. Everything was going really fast, and I got the great draw against Thomas, and went over and attempted, and he played Neural Parasites. Which, for those of you who don't have it memorized, which I wouldn't be shocked if you did, if you didn't, because it's not really a popular dilemma. It's only cost 3 to planet, unless you have, you know, it's increased cost if you have completed space missions. So it's another one of those encourage you to go to space first. And then your opponent gets to choose somebody to die for each headquarters you command.
It's a choice kill for each headquarters.
Yes,
and you had
3.
And all your people cost 4, 5, or 6 or something like that.
Yes. And then that was only the first dilemma, promptly followed by a necessary execution.
Wow. And, did he follow that up with anything else? Or
no,
was that enough?
That was pretty much it. But, you know, I wish he had, because the insult to that injury was I had gone with the hopes that some of my people would be killed because I hadn't drawn my interrupt yet to kill my Guinan and my Quark and my president so that I can play them again to get the benefits of playing them, and they were the only ones to survive.
So what, like your Guinan and your Bajoran guy? Taban.
Yeah, Kira Taban and yeah. And president. And,
oh, the president, sure.
And Quark.
Well, I have to say, my dilemma pile. I borrowed most of this deck from, I think it was Keith Morris. He had posted a common, all printable deck, and the dilemma form theme was either legacy or infinite diversities. So I'm not good at tracking, but I had to track for this to choose a skill that you don't have. All your people have all the skills like 5 times over, so that was completely useless. It was great against Nate because he attempted with a bunch of Jemadar, and he didn't have any medical, so that was great. It was good against, I think, Thomas because I threw a pitching in, and he said, "Nope, don't have any leadership or was it engineer or something?" The first one,
security.
Like, really? Wow. So I was able to use that a couple times on him, but man, yeah, against all your super expensive people, it was pretty worthless. So, is this not the first time you played this deck?
No, I tried it with Romulus. My initial build was Romulus, TNG, Earth, and Deep Space Nine, Mouth of the Wormhole, so that I could play Guinan, and the Admiral, and the President. To,
sure.
You know, so score points, Guinan for quick points, a PNP for long-term points, and then okay. Play those guys, and then flaw in the plan to kill 4 of your people so I can kill those guys and play them again. I kind of did the math, and I was like, well, this isn't really saving me. You know, I'm getting some, but if you count up all the trouble I have to go through to get it done, it only saves me a few counters. But the trick is I'm getting – not just getting those guys free, but I'm getting to download them into play. And so I can get who I want when I need. Mm-hmm. And I decided that it is in fact worth the effort. And once I get them, you know, it was really cool. You know, once I finally figured out how to do it, and I made a point of actually taking notes on how to fix it this time, which is what I was supposed to do last time, but I waited too long and forgot what I wanted to fix. But, you know, I've got the wharf in there so that all my high-cost guys are attributes plus one. And I also had a bunch of deploy the fleet stuff in there and cheap staffing guys and matching commanders. And I took all of that out. I took all the PNP stuff out. I swapped in Bajor so I could have Kirataban just so I could get the early quick points and not worry too much about having to sit around waiting for PNP to go off. Guinan, yeah. Spend the points. Kirataban, get more points. You know, get hit, have it hit twice and go out and start doing stuff. And it worked a little better. I used that Barile that lets you download a card to your discard pile to help fuel my Kira, mm-hmm. who lets you pitch four cards to take a guy from your discard pile and place it in.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So that's a little bit more free, expensive guys, Cisco and Odo. I took out the Admiral and the Earth guys, just trying to streamline it. I wish I hadn't. So I have a couple of ideas. Again, with a random crazy ideas. I was kicking ideas around of how to improve it with TV afterwards, and I think I have another idea of how to try it with a different set of three headquarters next time.
Neat. All right.
So one day I will at least make this deck break even.
Very good. My play, the ultimate coolest play of the entire the tournament, I had Damaged Archer and a bunch of Starfleet guys and Mapella from This Side of Paradise.
Yeah.
Dabble Girl. Nate throws down Tactical Disadvantage, and I've got like one NX class ship in my hand, and he's got three or four Dominion battleships, so someone's going to randomly select it to die. I excluded all the Starfleet people, and he had to randomly select Mapella. And her text is, when she's randomly selected by a dilemma, reveal the top card of your deck. If the cost of the revealed card matches the cost of the dilemma, it's prevented and overcome. And I flipped over a two-cost personnel. So she
wow.
was not killed. The tactical disadvantage was prevented and overcome. And she had the exobiology. I needed to solve my mission. So
double!
Exactly. That was brilliant. That was the most fun. That was fantastic.
Wow.
Losing the rest of my games.
That is seriously, man, that's hilarious. And that's why she is how she is. A random set of circumstances happens and you win big.
I mean, I think she only had the opportunity to be, she was selected once again and it came up a two instead of a three, but man, that's crazy fun. I'm going to put that in every deck from now on. He's got weird skills, acquisition, anthro, and exo, and decent integrity. Integrity 6, that's not bad. So, she's going in every deck right next to Quarkbot.
I'm glad you discovered a new card.
Yeah, that was fun. and congrats to TK for winning the tournament overall, the field of eight. He was playing Romulan. What was his... was it the Marx Brothers? Was it just speed battle? What was he playing?
Oh, you know, I don't even remember. I just kind of switched off after he depatrioted my interrupts. Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm playing a stupid cheesy deck. I get to play TK first. He always beats me. That means I've got an hour to sit here and learn how to play my deck. And, you know, like 10 minutes in, he did that. And I was like, why you gotta do that, man? So I don't know. I don't do well under complete short circuiting. So it was just sort of going through the motions at that point.
What interrupts were flaw in the plan and?
That was it. Flaw in the plan.
Okay.
But it's ironically named. It is the flaw in my plan. Apparently, you know, that's the, it's the
right.
engine on which I. you know, can do everything else.
Yeah,
If
rebuild,
I don't kill those guys, then I can't play them again. If I don't play them again, that means I have to play all of those really expensive guys that are sitting in my deck instead of downloading them for free. And you know, it's like downshifting from fifth to first.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'm not going to catch him now.
All right. Well, after that was over, we had nine people. We had another person show up for tribbles. And so we decided to split into two tables. Originally, we were going to do two tables and then have a final confrontation table, but it was getting late, and we figured let's just split up and have two tournaments and call it a night. And the other table finished, and we were still in the fourth round. And then we finished the fourth round. Nate, who was borrowing your deck, was at like 600,000 tribbles. And we just, all right, let's just get this over with. 800,000 tribbles. He was getting closing in on a million. I'm like, oh, let's get this over with. And then the death march began.
Yeah, I felt a little responsible because fairly early on in that fifth round, I could have gone out. But I literally had like 34 points. I had played a couple of tens and a couple of ones. And it was like, well, I could go out and Nate would win, and I would know that my deck won, at least. But I was like, you know, I have poisons in my hand, I have toxins in my hand, I know some discards are going to come out. Let's see how many more points I can get. Let's keep it going. So I played my one go to go out, and I drew. You know, I went. I used the go power to draw, and I didn't draw a 10. So,
so the round marched on, and then Matt ran out of cards, and then Jesse ran out of cards, and then Nate ran out of cards, and it was just you and me, and you had more cards in your deck, so you just kept saying pass, and I kept drawing for one, and apparently I didn't have any more in the entire deck, so I ran out. In the process, you scored about 700,000 or 800,000 points, and then put your hand in your play pile, and almost ticked over again. I think it was 1.86 million tribbles by the time it was all wrapped up. So, yeah, well played. That was a good decision not to go out there.
Yeah. I'm pretty pleased with that now.
I kind of wish I had started the clock on that one, because we went a long time to get that done. And we had, you know, business to attend to, and everyone else was just kind of sitting around waiting.
Yeah, I wasn't sure why. I mean, I thought the whole point of having the two tournaments was so that people could leave when their tournament was done, but...
Yeah.
I had fun.
Yeah, congrats on that.
Even if I had lost, we were at opposites of the table, and it was, you know, Charlie is in the background whistling like it's high noon as we, you know, gunslinger duel it out with the dueling poisons decks, and you know, both scoring on ourselves and poisoning each other, and we both managed to get a recycle in there, you know, waiting for the other person to go out and you know, prolong it a little longer, and it was entertaining. It was a fun showdown.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you play, when a couple of people are playing poison and one player is playing bonus. You'd had, what did we have? What was Jesse playing? He was playing the discard deck? I don't remember. No, I think he was just playing a clone deck, just trying to go out. So we had two people trying to go out, the recycler and the clone player, and everyone else was just saying, yeah, let's see how long we'll make the round go, and it just kept dragging on. So
Nate was down to it a couple of times too, and you know, once those discards hit the play pile, you know,
exactly, he got toxins
to death.
Very good. One of the things that we had business to attend to was scheduling our regional. So we've got April 21st for 2E, June, May 26th for 1E, and I think it's June 16th for Tribbles. Are we going to be making the trip up to Santa Barbara this year for their regional?
I suppose it would depend on when it is.
Yeah. I'm keen to make another road trip for... you know, I know they've got a 2E and Tribbles, and Donati is going to be running an OTF, I think, for his regional.
Then that sounds like fun. I think we should plan on it if we can make the sojourn north with a car full or two.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for regional season, so very good. Although, on the other hand, did you see how many regional applications were put in?
I did. Something like 80.
Yeah,
82.
It's a fair sight more than last time. I think we've tripled the number of tribbles tournaments.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic. Unless you're the one who makes the triples promos.
you were not
I was
anticipating
not
that.
Predictive enough, so we might have to have a little scrapbooking party between now and say May when most of the kits are gone out.
Yeah.
But I'm I think sure. that shouldn't be a problem. We should be able to make that happen. The promos look great, and thanks to everyone who's supporting the continuing committee with regionals.
Definitely. Man, that con hold that triple cracks me up every time.
Yeah. Very good. And I've got we can go over that next time. I had a request from Art for a project that we're working on, but I'm going to keep it internal for another week, and we can discuss it next week. Something that Johnny asked for a project he's working on for us. But
mysterious.
We'll get to that next week. Yes.
Oh. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that'll be fun. We should talk about that.
Yeah. I think that'd be good for some participation. But that's everything we've got for here.
Yeah, that's our tournament for the week, delivering our intelligence. We'll seek out new intelligence and new spoilers for the coming week. In the meantime, I will give a shout-out to Warp 11 because they section our 31, as it were. I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the 3 Headquarters universe.
Yeah. That will draw 135 to end. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect. Section 31. Section 31. Section 31. Section 31. Section 31.